This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, and the country's on fire. There's so much going on. I ended up the last hour talking about these mail-in ballots in Nevada, these scumbag Democrats. I mean, you know, they're just slime balls. I'm sorry, from the streets of New York, and I know it's scumbag thief when I see one. And the Democrat Party's a bunch of thieves and frauds. And in the middle of the night, they passed mail-in ballots. You know, you can attend any black congressman's funeral. No problem. You're all next to each other. You can stand in the streets fighting for Black Lives Matter. No problem. You could be Antifa. No problem. All the protests you want. No problem. But you can't stand in line to vote. You'll all get COVID. You'll all die. All this is about Trump and re-election. They're cheating, they're lying, they're misrepresenting, they're exaggerating, all in the attempt to beat Trump, to destroy the economy, and keep you home, and keep you scared, and keep you from voting. But they want to make sure they vote times 100 for each person. Each Democrat should fill out 100 ballots. They couldn't care less about voter fraud. Their lives are on the line. Are you kidding me? They all live on welfare. They all live on government contracts. If they don't win another 4 years of Trump, they're going to starve. So they're pulling out all stops to destroy the voting process and to destroy the economy and to destroy our cities. The homicide rate through the roof, the car theft rate through the roof. They're coming after us all. You think Wayne Root's exaggerating? That's why everyone's buying guns. Everyone is buying guns, guns, guns. Go to a gun store. There are no guns at gun stores. There are no bullets at gun stores. They are sold out. And now they're stealing the vote. President Trump this morning threatened legal action over a bill passed by the Nevada legislature to send mail-in ballots to all voters ahead of the November 3rd election. I always said Nevada was lost. Now it's triple lost. The legislature pushed through the bill despite objections from the Secretary of State, the only statewide Republican elected. They passed it on a party-line vote and would give Democrat Governor Sisolak the power to command the Secretary of State to adjust election procedures during a state of emergency. There is no state of emergency. It's been 6 months since COVID hit, and I know like 8 people who have COVID, ever. 8 people in 6 months. I know more people get in a car accident in Nevada. I know more people in rehab in Nevada. I know more people who do cocaine and have to go to rehab than have gotten COVID. And all 8 people have COVID other than, sadly, one police officer who I met once. A wonderful, wonderful guy, Lieutenant Eric Lloyd. Great guy. Died last week. And that's the saddest thing in the world. I mean, nothing is sadder than a police officer dying of anything, let alone COVID. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. But he was sick. He did have cancer. And he succumbed to COVID. And I'm very sad for him and his family. I know his wife, Mindy. Great people. But that's among the 8 I know who've ever had COVID. I mean, it's like I have to fight to find one person who's ever known a person who's ever had COVID. This is not a national crisis. This is the flu. Except if you're very old. We've had, just like every other state, problems with nursing homes. If you're very old, if you're in a nursing home, very sick, if you have cancer, stage 4 cancer, and you're undergoing chemo, this is deadly. But that's one half of 1% of the people. And you got to watch out for them. But there is no problem with voting. If you could stand in line at Costco or the supermarket or CVS, you could vote. And everybody is doing all that. You're going to Target. You're going to Walmart. You're going to Walgreens. You're going to CVS. You're going to your supermarkets. You're going to Costco. Don't tell me you can't vote. It's the biggest lie ever told. But they also passed ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting. It's just absolutely insane. And there's nothing but problems with it. Nothing but security problems. Many on the right are concerned about the potential that ballots mailed to people who may have moved or are dead, yet still appear on the voting rolls, could be fraudulently filled out. A CBS report last month showed approximately 3% of mock ballots mailed in an experiment never arrived. There's just so much. You don't understand how many illegal aliens are voting already. This whole thing's a joke. This bill also expands who could turn in ballots, a provision many Republicans said could open the door for ballot harvesting. Trump said an illegal late-night coup, Nevada's clubhouse governor, made it impossible for Republicans to win the state. Post office could never handle the traffic of mail-in votes without preparation, using COVID to steal the state, see in court. He called the move by the Nevada legislature outrageous, said it should be met with immediate litigation. Folks, Democrats want to steal the election. It was already bad in Nevada. You know why? Because since they stole the 16 election, and they did, CNN reported Trump was up by 7 points a week before the election in Nevada in 16. 7 points. Nobody overcomes 7 points in a week. Trump loses by 25,000 votes out of, what, 1.5 million cast or so. They stole the election with illegals. They stuffed the ballot box. The same thing they always do. They turned Nevada into California. And they stole the legislatures. And that once they steal legislatures, then they steal every election forevermore. Because they immediately passed instant voter registration at DMV. Without you having to ever say, I want a ballot. And without you ever having the ability to turn it down, you just get registered. And that's every illegal in the state now registered to vote. And they also passed instant registration day of the election. Ridiculous. There's nobody checking any ID. Whole thing is a joke. There's no voter election security in the United States of America anymore. They're turning us to a banana republic. And once they get in, they've proven what they do. If they win the election, they'll kill conservative talk radio. We're the last thing left. There is nothing else left but us. You think they're going to allow us? Look what they've done to conservative websites. Look what Twitter, Facebook, Google, Instagram, YouTube have done to conservatives and conservative websites. It's incredible. They want to hurt us. They want to kill us. They want to turn us into Cuba or Venezuela. They will arrest you. They will torture you. They will steal your property. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, there's a vicious woman. There's a witch, if I've ever seen one. They will steal your property. They won't even let your kids go to school in order to win the election for Trump. The CDC director urges schools to reopen in public health interest. I don't even like the CDC. I don't even trust the CDC. And even the CDC says you can't leave kids home. He says schools should reopen, declaring a public health interest. This is Dr. Robert Redfield. But you know what he didn't mention? He didn't mention in Los Angeles, they said, we're closed till next year. Unless you defund the police. Unless you kill all charter schools. Unless you give more funding to illegal aliens. This is actually funny. It's like all the communists have come out because Trump has driven them into fits of insanity. And the communists are coming out from behind the closets and the closed doors. Now you know who the communists are. They're everywhere. And we're going to beat them back. Going to beat them like a rag doll. It's the end of communists. You guys are going to be done after November 3rd. Trump's going to win so big, it's a joke. He's at 51% today at Rasmussen. That's just 1 point off the highest he's ever been rated in 4 years as president. 51% approval. He is 7 points ahead of Obama on the same day of his presidency in 2012 when Obama was about to win re-election. 7 points more popular than Obama. And he's winning by big numbers in all the big battleground states. And he's even adding states. Minnesota, New Hampshire, according to a recent poll, he's winning in New Hampshire and Minnesota, two Democrat states. But The head of the Center for Disease Control, Dr. Robert Redfield. Trust me when I tell you, he doesn't look anything like Robert Redford. I always think of that name when I see Dr. Robert Redfield. I think of Robert Redford. But Dr. Robert Redfield is not exactly a looker. These nerds are so funny. All these guys who become big shots. Scientists, geniuses, Harvard, Yale, head of the CDC. Not one of them can get a date. Not one of them can get one woman in the whole world. Hey, you want to go to a movie? No. These are the people that can't get a date. They all run our country. It's amazing. I don't think I could... Chris says they couldn't even get a wrong number from a woman. They walk away from them. They only give a wrong number. I don't think I can emphasize it enough as the director for the Centers for Disease Control, the leading public health agency in the world. This is what he says. I think they're wrong about everything they've ever said. But this time they're finally right. It's in the public health interest that kindergarten through 12 students get the schools back open for face-to-face learning. He said children have very low risk for complications from COVID. But they're not a low risk for mental health risks, let me tell you. You're just opening the door for depression, for suicide, for drug use, for alcoholism, for teen pregnancy, for gangs. I want these kids back at school, he said. I want it done smartly, but I think we have to be honest that the public health and interest of the students is to get a quality education and face-to-face learning. We need to get on with it. And you know what's funny? They give these kids all this food free. Parents can't provide food for their own kids, breakfast, lunch. They give them everything. They make them take home dinner. They make them take home food on the weekends. They make them sandwiches for the whole weekend. And so you say, well, the kids aren't in school. No, but they let them come in and pick up the food. So coming in and picking up the food's okay, but going to class is no good. Unless you defund the police, of course. And unless you kill charter schools, the only places where minority kids actually get a quality education and can get on, go on to college. What's happening in this country is a communist revolt.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now. Affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
I'm telling you that we're under communist invasion right now. You don't believe me, huh? Want me to prove it to you? Let me give you two proofs of that. The Democrat Socialists of America, which is a communist party, teams up with the teachers' unions to reform the schools. The Democrat Socialists of America has endorsed the demands of some of the largest teachers' unions in the United States. These are conditions that unions say must be met before teachers are willing to return to teach public school during a pandemic. For example, unions say schools should be canceled this fall to allow more time for the pandemic to die down. They could also use that time to retrofit schools with safety measures using a massive influx of federal funds that the unions are and the Democrats. They want to ban charter schools. They want to ban school voucher programs. Really, to combat COVID? What's that got to do with combating COVID? And this is where the demands stop having so much to do with COVID and start taking advantage of a crisis. For instance, the Democrat Socialists of America and the unions call for police-free schools. We've covered plenty of school resource officers overreacting to student misbehavior. But what does it have to do with COVID? Even if that's true, what does it have to do with COVID? Then they demand a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures and providing direct cash assistance to the community. They're not even mentioning here that the L.A. school district wanted direct assistance to illegal aliens in the community. Again, using the crisis to push through a socialist agenda while everyone is worried and distracted. I mean, this is like a blinking neon Vegas sign for homeschooling. You know? It's just incredible. But wait, I'm not done yet convincing you about a communist revolution. I keep telling you there's going to be a civil war the next day after Trump wins re-election by a landslide. He's going to. There's going to be a civil war the next day. How do I know that? Well, number one, I knew it. I felt it in my gut. I see it every day. I see what people are saying. But number two, John Kerry, of all people, said if Trump wins, It won't be a valid election, and the next day there should be an armed resurrection, an armed revolution. Now, when John Kerry, married to the heir of the Heinz ketchup fortune, when that billionaire talks about an armed revolution the next day after Trump wins, you know that's what Antifa and the Democrats are planning. So the New York Times reported on the campaign of a presumptive Democrat nominee Joe Biden. His campaign and other top party allies have been running four different scenarios for the November election as part of a war games exercise. Alarmingly, its best case scenario for President Trump and his supporters still would result in three far left states seceding from the Union, likely resulting in a second civil war. The hypothetical scenario imagined as part of the highly partisan Orwellian-sounding Transition Integrity Project would transpire if Trump secured a resounding Electoral College victory, as he did in 16, but again lost the official popular vote tally. Party officials would then look to blue-led battleground states, such as Michigan and Wisconsin, to refuse to cast the electoral votes for Trump, and instead send their delegates to the Democrat House of Representatives to recognize Biden. Should Trump nonetheless prevail in that scenario, though, the hypothetical, which saw former Hillary Clinton stooge John Podesta standing in for Biden, would then have California, Washington, and Oregon seceding from the United States. That'd be great, by the way. I only wish, that's like my prayer. You'd be answering my prayer. The role play of the event ended when organizers determined the American people would look to the military to resolve the situation. I just don't know what to tell you. According to Ballotpedia, as of last week, both California and Vermont have established policies that will involve automatic mail-in ballots being sent to all voters. You know, Nevada now added to that list. Already, California has proven how disastrous this will be for vote tallying and integrity. It's just unbelievable. It's impossible for Trump to win the popular vote if California has mail-in ballots. Impossible. California has, what, 38 million people? And they can have 38 million ballots. I mean, they'd control the whole country with fraud. What a joke. In Los Angeles alone, what do you have? I think there's, is it like 18 million people in Los Angeles? Something like that. It's an incredible number. Incredible number. Los Angeles County, incredible number. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. And by the way, when we get back, U.S. records the lowest single-day number of coronavirus cases in weeks. Folks, it's dying out. It's not getting worse. Meanwhile, you have a member of the Fed saying we got to close the economy for 6 weeks. These people are all deep state liars and frauds. Thank God I've got Liberty Health Share, by the way. That's the sponsor of this segment. Fantastic company. So much cheaper than Aetna Health Insurance. It's not health insurance. It's Christian Healthcare Sharing Ministry. You can sign up any time of the year. Free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starting January 1st, I'll have been with them 5 years, and I'll have saved $90,000 in premiums. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is offering $35 million in grants to 73 organizations across 34 states to house victims of human trafficking.
And I promised that the Justice Department would do everything in our power to stop human trafficking. and to help survivors. And today I'm pleased to announce an important step in keeping that promise.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is chairing a committee hearing highlighting the role of Antifa and others in recent riots across the country. Regarding Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying the federal agents are not identifiable, Acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli sets the record straight.
Nothing secret about it, and for those who have questions why we use police, it's because it's the internationally recognized identification of law enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root,
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, let's get right to it. We got Megan Barth with us. We don't get her too often anymore. Their website is ReaganBabe.com. She's a very busy lady, and we're always thrilled to have her on. Megan, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Wayne, so good to talk to you. Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, other than the fact that, you know, the world is basically on the verge of civil war, and COVID is killing all of us, eating our young, schools, no one can go back to school, businesses must be shut, and don't forget, we can't vote in person, even though we can stand in line at Costco and Walmart and Walgreens and CVS and supermarkets, and everybody's out there doing everything they ever did, but you can't vote. You do understand how bad voting is. It's contagious.
Well, right, and we can't even wear goggles or earmuffs when we go to vote, or masks. I mean, Fauci wants us to wear goggles now, and I just read an article that COVID might lie dormant in your ears. So I'm just waiting for earmuffs. But no, I thought the biggest display of hypocrisy of this pandemic was related to the John Lewis funeral. So,
right.
You know, hundreds of people, including dignitaries, can pack into a church and pay their respects to John Lewis, but none of us can go to our own family's funerals, and none of us can go to church or our synagogues, or else we'll be arrested or fined by our Democrat mayor or governor.
Right. I did see in San Diego over the weekend, 5,000 people showed up for a church service on the beach. I don't know what Gavin Newsom's going to do about that, but he must be enraged. It looked to me, you know, to my naked eye, stared at, you know, the video of the whole event, and I only saw one person wearing a mask out of the 5,000 on the beach. So, I mean, Gavin Newsom must be so angry. That's like, you know, trying to taunt a dictator. Those people obviously are not highly concerned about COVID. They don't believe COVID is destroying our world. Here's what I think, okay, and I want to get your take, because we've never really discussed this. I've never talked to Megan Barth about COVID. It's real. There is a pandemic, meaning there's flu going around, and it's a very nasty flu. And if you happen to be very old, in a nursing home, you happen to be very sick, lots of underlying health conditions, you happen to be very obese or diabetic, things like that, it could really be serious, and you should take it very seriously. But the rest of us should get on with our lives. For the rest of us, you're either not going to get it, or if you get it, you'll have no symptoms, so you don't even know you had it, or it's very mild symptoms. Why would you stop school? Why would you stop business? Why would you close the economy? Why would anyone be scared staying in their home over the flu?
Because it's politics over science. You know, here's the rub and here's the bottom line. This flu has killed less people than the common flu. This flu has killed less children than the common flu. And we didn't have these overreactions to SARS or MERS or swine or bird. You know, this coronavirus is just another strand of really a SARS virus. And for those people that are waiting around for a vaccine, well, good luck with that, because there are two ways that you can get the flu, whatever flu that exists, whether it's this Chinese commie virus flu or whether it's the bird flu or whatever, or the regular common flu. You can go outside and take a risk and get some fresh air. Or you can sit inside like a lab rat and wait to be injected with a vaccine and then get the flu. Those are the two ways that you get a flu. And
right.
So this behavioral and psychological experiment that Democrat, including Republican governors, have put us through, not for just 15 days. Remember the old, back in March, 15 days or 10 days or whatever it was to flatten the curve? We're at 160 days now?
Well, it's never going to end. It's never going to end. Fauci said we should wear masks for influenza. So let's just walk around masks for the rest of our lives. Let's turn America into a Muslim nation. We should be Saudi America Arabia. The whole thing is so ridiculous. It's beyond belief. You know, there's a new study out today from Holland. Holland's top scientists, Megan, say there's no evidence face masks work and may actually cause more harm. So here's my observation. I don't know if you've observed this. First of all, this is adults I'm observing. Forget about kids. Forget about little kids. Even with adults, everyone I know wears a mask. stuffs it in their pocket, or they stuff it in the little area where you put your change in the car, and then they put the filthy mask back on again five times in the next 5 days. That isn't helping you stay away from disease. That's making you inhale germs and disease and illness and dust and mold. Nobody goes inside and washes. No guy washes a mask. They stick the same one in their dirty pocket with their dirty hands, and they put it on their face with their dirty hands after it's been in their dirty pocket. Masks are useless, completely, utterly useless, except I think they're making some people sicker. That's my thought.
Well, what I've noticed is if masks work, California has had mandatory masks, I think, since
right.
end of March, early June, and their
and
numbers are getting worse, supposedly.
Right. If masks worked... A negative masks work. Why do they have to release all the murderers from prison? If masks work, why don't they just put masks on the prisoners? Then the prisoners wouldn't get COVID. But masks obviously don't work in prisons, so why do they magically work in the real world? It's
yeah,
really crazy.
And that's why I said this is definitely a flu that has caused insanity, not just illness. I was up near the lake yesterday, middle of the afternoon, beautiful day, taking a walk over my lunch break, and a single woman was riding her bike along the path along the lake, no one for miles around her, and she was masked. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm not big into subsidies, but I would definitely subsidize lobotomies. After what we've just witnessed for the last 4 months, people have lost their minds. Science has been completely turned on its head. And my favorite mask escapade, I guess the maskapade that I love to see, is someone putting their phone, they're wearing a mask, and then they take their filthy, dirty phone that they've laid on every surface in public, and then they're making phone calls and talking on their phone and then touching their mask after they've touched everything in the grocery store or touched the dial pad in the grocery store. What we need are hermetically sealed, like, body condoms. I think that's probably the next step.
So let me ask you this question live on the air, because I've asked it now of hundreds and hundreds of friends and fans, thousands at this point probably, friends, fans, guests, everyone I meet. I can't really find anyone who knows anyone or knows more than one person in the whole world who's ever been hospitalized for COVID. Have you met anyone who's actually got deathly ill from COVID?
I've met one person that was hospitalized, but she had an underlying pneumonia condition.
Right.
And so what we're witnessing, yeah, so what we're witnessing here, you know, if you're obese, if you haven't seen your shoes in a couple years, if you can't breathe, if you're 75 years or older, then isolate.
Be careful, yeah.
It's no different than any other flu. It's probably not a good idea to send COVID patients to nursing homes.
Probably
Governor
not.
Cuomo killed more people than Bin Laden in New York.
Right.
And for some reason, the press isn't even talking about it. Oh, for some reason. We know the reason.
Right. Well, by the way, if a...
45,000 deaths. Yes.
If a white Republican governor sent all those people to their deaths in nursing homes, could I get a quote from you? What would be the reaction of the liberal press?
Well, it would be the same reaction of what they're calling it, the Trump virus now, and Trump's been murdered. Trump murdered Herman Cain, didn't you hear? Because
yeah.
Herman Cain went to the Trump rally unmasked, and he supposedly, according to the press, And so, you know, it would be front page news. We can't call it the Chinese virus, according to the press, but the press can call it the Trump virus. Nancy Pelosi can call it the Trump virus.
Good point.
Anything to protect the communist Chinese, that's what the mainstream media and the Democrat Party will do.
Well, actually, much more than protecting the communist Chinese, they want to protect Joe Biden. And so I've been predicting for months now, Joe Biden will never, ever, ever be in a debate on the same TV screen as Donald Trump. Never. What is your prediction on that matter?
Well, it's interesting. Hillary Clinton's, I think, former campaign advisor, I saw an article today, I think, written in the New York Times that said that he should not debate Trump because Trump is a known liar. Well, wouldn't you, if you assumed or presumed or thought that somebody was lying, wouldn't you want to put him on stage to catch him in all those lies? So what the Democrat Party is doing once again is they're taking a feeble candidate, a sick candidate, like they did with Hillary Clinton, and they're trying to hide her. Remember, she was going around in a black Scooby van for a while with Huma Abedin in glasses. They looked like they were part of, you know, an incognito hit team or hit squad, and they weren't making public appearances. And then all of a sudden, Hillary Clinton disappeared for a whole month after she had that that passing out episode. I think it was in September.
Yes, where she looked like a rag doll, and they threw her in the back of the truck and raced off. Yeah, that one.
The cop said that they threw her in the side of the van like a piece of meat. That was quote unquote. So that's exactly what they're doing with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is mentally deficient. I want Joe Biden not to take an intelligence test. I want Joe Biden to take a cognitive test. There's a huge difference between the two. Joe Biden is simply a Trojan horse for whatever woman of color he picks that is a Marxist progressive. And Joe Biden told everybody last week that he's the most progressive president that this country will ever see.
Yeah, well, there's no question whoever he picks as vice president is the next president of the United States. You know, if he were to win, that person will be the president of the United States within a year of him winning the election. Maybe within a month of him winning the election. They'll evoke the 25th Amendment, or they'll say he had a stroke, and they cart Joe off, and she's the next president. And I'll tell you what, stay with us, Megan. Can you stay for another segment?
Sure can.
Yeah, so think about this, and give me an answer on the other side of the break. Do you think possibly there's a big August surprise coming, and he's going to pick Michelle Obama for his vice president? Let me get your reaction on the other side of the break. Wayne Allen Root with Megan Barth, her website, ReaganBabe.com. Mine, of course, RootForAmerica.com. The Warrior. We'll be right back.
Right now, we're all experiencing.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allen Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we'll be back with Megan Barth in just a second. Cornerstone Asset Metals is the sponsor of this segment of the show. This is always the moment, by the way, where it reminds me to go to CNBC and see what gold did today. I know gold and silver have been on the tear of a lifetime. I have no idea. Every day I go there, and they're up again, and I'm like, there has to be a day where they're down. All right, so today, gold in the aftermarket's up to 1989, but it was down a little bit for the day. Silver down a little bit for the day. Both down a little tiny bit for the day based on this headline and based on the box I'm looking at. But gold is almost $2,000 an ounce. Silver almost $25 an ounce. Both of them are doing unbelievable. It's been one hell of a run. And listen, you can look all the way back to 1970. Paper dollar, silver dollar, equal in value today. Paper dollar buys less than a half a gallon of gas. Silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive. Gold and silver protect your wealth and your future buying power. So take advantage today with Cornerstone Asset Metals. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. So it doesn't cost you a thing. You don't even write a check. You just take money that's already in an IRA or a 401k. You roll it into their precious metal IRA. And only for my listeners, they waive all transfer costs. You'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America offering this deal. To register right now, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-TOLL-FREE, 8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. All right, we've got Megan Barth back with us. Reagan, oh, don't have her? We lose her? All right, we're trying to get her back. Her website is reaganbabe.com. I was going to ask her about her thoughts on Michelle Obama being the VP pick for the Democrat Party. I can't figure out why she's not at the top of their choices. Megan, you're back on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes, sorry. I have but slippery fingers.
No problem.
So I'm surprised, too. I mean, we were talking about this off the air, and I know where this is going. I said that if they honestly picked her, it would be the winning ticket, because it really isn't about accomplishments. It's really about celebrity, and it's also about identity politics. And, you know, the Obamas, even though they were horrible leaders and weren't respected by many leaders in the world, but the dictators and despots, much like Angela Merkel, who destroyed Germany, really, through open borders, they are still very popular. They trend very popularly. So with that said, he would be wise to pick Michelle Obama, but I just haven't seen her name come to the forefront.
I know, so it's either going to be the biggest August surprise in history and just completely blow air into the whole, you know, kind of balloon of the Democrat Party. Like, oh, my God, a breath of fresh air. Oh, my God, they're all going to run out and vote and work and volunteer and go door to door and man phone banks because it's Michelle. Oh, my God. And Obama will be the Supreme Court Justice or the Secretary of State. I mean, it really could bring life to their campaign. So I really hope and pray that it's like Karen Bass or Kamala Harris or Tammy Duckworth or Elizabeth Warren. Any of those choices, I think, would sink Biden, and he's finished and Trump's the president. So that's why I'm surprised they never mention her, because she's the one kind of, scary thought for me as a Republican that could literally propel him to victory, as in Joe Biden to victory. Oprah's not in the running. She's got nothing to do with this. Nothing. No, nobody's even thought of Oprah.
No, I mean, I've also heard Susan Rice floated, and that would also be a great win for us.
Yeah, Rice would be great. By the way, Rice could be indicted 5 minutes after they name her VP. She could be indicted by Durham. So I don't think Rice is going to be their choice, but you never know.
Honestly, we've been waiting for 4 years now for Durham to do something. And I think I speak for a lot of Americans when I realize that the wheels of justice go slow, but they're not supposed to go backwards. There should be enough evidence just where they could start, prosecuting people and levying charges. It doesn't have to come all at once. They can piecemeal it.
So I think
we're all waiting for Bill Barr to say the other day, well, he doesn't know if it's going to be released before the election. Well, I'll tell you what. If the Durham investigation and the charges aren't brought against many people that he's criminally investigating, and Donald Trump loses in November, which I really don't think that there's a chance unless there is just an enormous amount of cheating and stealing, we'll never see that investigation come to fruition. We will never see criminal charges against those within the Barack Obama administration. And I think you wrote a piece that appeared in Gateway Pundit today that said, who has the balls, right, to charge Barack Obama?
Mm-hmm.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, because there is enough evidence that he knew enough. And Valerie Jarrett was on, like, GMA or some softball BS news program the other day, and she was pressed by the supposed journalist and said, like, basically, what did Obama know and when did he know it? And, of course, she hopped around that like it was a hot potato. But we all knew Obama knew. Even Joe Biden admitted that Obama knew. And Joe Biden got caught in a lie. So there
Obama
needs to be criminal
prosecution. Yeah,
but listen, here's the problem. If he didn't know everything, that's even more scary.
Yeah, right. If he didn't know what was going on in his own administration, well, they were spying on the guy running for president. That'd be even more scary. But I just have no faith. I didn't write that because I think they're going to indict him. I wrote that because I don't think any Republican has the balls to indict Barack Obama or the cojones or the courage or whatever word you want to use. But Megan Barth has a lot of balls and a lot of cojones and a lot of courage. Thank you, Megan, for speaking up for the truth. We appreciate it. Her website's ReaganBabe.com. Always a pleasure having you on. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, we'll grab some calls when we get back. 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the United States. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.